it's such an important part of allowing and enabling any business to grow. But for so many people, it can be something that's really daunting and, in fact, often terrifying. How can you stand up in front of the network and tell them who you are, what you do? How can you do this? What's the best ways to connect with people at networking? That's why I've got my guest today, the networking rebel herself, the fabulous Caroline Andrew Johnson, as my guest on this week's episode of the Keith Blake More Noble Radio Show.
You're listening to the Keith Blake More Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blake More Noble.
Hey, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode. And this episode, we're talking all about networking. And who better to talk about networking than the networking rebel herself? That is my guest today, the networking rebel. Now, she works with clients to build their confidence to network effectively. And she does this by giving them invaluable skills to perform perfect elevator pitches, effective one-to-one meetings, and to present without fear and to follow up afterwards. And we'll find out why that's important a little bit later on. Everyone should stand out and make it count. My guest makes this happen. With Fast Print, she has over 35 years in the printing industry, firstly as a print broker, then as a printing manufacturer, and then as a broker again, working at senior management level and board level, and always in a proactive sales environment within the print and design industry. She's worked with many government bodies, many large international blue chip organizations, helping them all to improve their impact with their printed marketing materials through the medium of print, helping SMEs to win more business by working with them to improve their design and their print. Her goal and aim in life is just to be as happy as she can be every day. That is my guest today, the networking rebel, Caroline Andrew Johnson. Hey, Caroline, how are you doing?
I am fabulous, Keith. So good to be on this show with you today. Thank you for having me.
Hey, my absolute pleasure. My absolute pleasure. It is great to have you here. We will be talking about networking and the fears people have about networking and possibly even looking at some tips they can use to help them improve their networking. Before we do that, we've heard your bio, but who is Caroline? Tell us a little bit about who Caroline really is.
Caroline is just a genuine, authentic Yorkshire lass with no airs, no graces, no frills, who in her youth had Dolce & Gabbana syndrome and when she grew up discovered it was curable by just basically being happy and surrounding herself with other happy people and helping people to be happier and more confident. So I am a mum of two fur babies. I have a sprocker who's three called Louis. I have a cat who hasn't got a clue that he's a cat called Melvin, and he's blue and he's five. And I have a gorgeous husband named Christopher, and my favourite person is my mum.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now that does sound. I love the journey that you've made there, from being obsessed with things to just enjoying life and being happy with life and surrounding yourself with happy people. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
100%.
Yeah. So you are the networking rebel. How did you become the network? I mean, presumably you weren't the networking rebel from birth. How did you become?
It's funny you should say that, but no, I wasn't. I didn't actually pop out with hashtag Fabbers on my belly button. But so how it happened. Okay, so I have been networking for 11 years. As you mentioned, I work in Fastprint. Fastprint is my brokerage, which is taken care of by a wonderful, wonderful organisation. And I started networking 11 years ago. I'd been working in London and earning a massive salary, driving a very, very flash car. I had no life. I had Nothing. I used to travel down to London maybe 4 days a week, come home at the weekend, go out, get drunk with my friends and do it all. And, you know, and it was just no life. And then I met my husband. Now, I have to say that I'm not perfect. So he is my third husband. But third time lucky, I had to kiss a couple of frogs until I actually found my prince. And what happened 13 years ago was I think I probably gave myself 100% to somebody and realised that the Louboutin shoes and the Dolce & Gabbana suits, do you know what? They weren't everything. Spending time with him and our dogs, they were so much more. So I took a huge pay cut, came home and got a job in Leeds for a 50% pay cut. But not with, yeah, exactly. Hindsight, let me think about it. No, Jenny, I wouldn't change a thing, Keith. My boss at the time, the print industry, I was working with multi-million pound contracts. I was working with people like Orange, all the council taxes, BT, as they were. And we were printing everything for them. And then overnight, digital happened. And the digital age ruined everything for a lot of printing companies. So from million pound a year I was doing in sales, it went down to an absolute tiny percentage of that. So my boss took me into his office and said, you need to go networking. Okay, so I was mortified at the thought of going networking. I don't want to sell business cards to Joe Bloggs. So I did. I went to a few. And I thought, this is just not for me, until I found Four Networking. And I'm going to quickly go through this story. In Four Networking, what I found was not just a networking organisation, but my family. This was 11 years ago on the 1st of August this year. I soon became a group leader. I soon became an area leader. And then 7 years ago, I was appointed regional leader for the whole of Yorkshire. During this time, I thought, I've got all these members, I've got all these team members, I need to help these guys win more business. So I trained in coaching, I studied networking so much, worked with people who made it, worked with people who hadn't made it, and put together all these skills and training for my teams and for my members, which, Keith, I gave away for free.
Wow.
I gave away for free. I gave away for free, and I spent 60-70% of my life doing this and the rest working in printing, which genuinely isn't my passion. So when lockdown happened, the 1st of March, my husband said, get off your backside, you need to start charging. And literally, imposter syndrome, another fear of being successful overcame me. So I gave away 23 sessions, and the rest, as they say, Keith, is history.
History, indeed. Indeed it is. And now you help. Please tell me you're still not giving it all away free.
No, goodness, no. Goodness, no. I still have a mortgage. I still have a husband. I still have pets to feed. No, I do not, because it is literally my income. As I say, the printing company is taken care of by someone, excuse me, and all my time is spent helping people be successful in networking.
Brilliant.
I was appointed network driver for Four Networking as well 6 weeks ago. They asked me to, they subcontracted to me to ask me to help people in the network and help teams in the network as well. So that's a great honour.
It is, and well deserved as well. I mean, it's not like you just suddenly appeared out of nowhere. You've been honing these skills for the past 11 years.
I would say, if I'm honest, I would say I have these skills I've been working on since I joined for 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. Whether it be in a group leader role, area leader role, regional, and now network driver. So I have been, I've been working and working on myself too.
Of course. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
So you said you were mortified when your then boss said, Caroline, you have to go networking. such a common reaction from so many people. What sort of things came up for you when your boss told you that?
I've got goosebumps thinking about this. So the corporate salesperson, I'd been sales director, I'd been business development director. I thought I was better than everyone else. I thought that I don't want to deal with smaller businesses. Such the wrong attitude to have. Mm. I was frightened that I was going to seem too corporate. But more than that, speaking. Now, I'm a confident person. I'm an introvert, but I'm a very confident introvert. Speaking is something I always wanted to have the confidence to do. And when I was sitting there watching people go around that room, standing up flawlessly, I was petrified. I started shaking. I had a piece of paper in my hand. And that's when I thought, I need to learn how to do this and subsequently teach and coach people to overcome that initial fear of their elevator pitch, because that is the most frightening thing ever for any networker to do, especially now on Zoom.
Well, yes. And we're going to take a look at those in just a second. I just wanted to touch on one thing that you said there. What struck me was the fact that here's a lady who is incredibly successful in what she does, works with very high level with big corporates and with government sectors and so on. So this isn't a shrinking violet. This is someone who's very successful in what they do. And yet, even you found the thought of networking
petrifying,
intimidating, scary, and so on. It really can affect anybody, no matter how good you are in what you do. People, you can feel afraid of networking, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's perfectly natural.
Goodness, no.
And you can overcome it.
You can overcome it. There are such easy tips, such easy skills that you can learn, and I can coach. Not doing a sales pitch, and if all else fails, definitely speak to Keith, because he can help you overcome any fear. I've heard.
Yeah. Thank you. Very kind of you to say so. Very kind of you to say so. I mean, yeah, you say that there are things that people can do to help overcome. Obviously, this is something you do for a living, so we've only got a short time here. You couldn't possibly delve into everything here. But let's give people, I mean, are there like two or three tips you can give people to help them get the most out of networking and kind of just get those nerves just a little bit under control? Yeah,
absolutely. The first thing, the easiest thing, breathe. Breathe. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth and breathe. And what happens when people are given a specific amount of time to speak? 40 seconds, 60 seconds, it's an age. It really is. So if anyone's listening, don't blurt it out. Just breathe. In between each sentence, breathe. It will calm you. It will also focus and pace yourself. I've got to share a story of my hubby. That sounds terrible. Pace yourself. Share a story of my. No, he came. He actually did networking with me when I was working full time in Fastprim, and he used to come along and go, "My name is Christopher," and it frightened him even more because he was rushing it. And when you're speaking too fast, you lose track of where you're going. As I am doing now, I am pacing myself. And it's about keeping control. So the easiest way to keep control is breathing. And I'm sure you'll say the same, Keith, with you doing what you do. Breathing is so very, very important. If you get that under control, you'll be amazed. It's your turn next. Deep breath in. Huge smile. And stare into the camera if you're doing it on Zoom. If you are face to face, which we are going to be face to face again soon, mm-hmm. Walk over to a freezing cold radiator, go and wash your hands in cold water. It calms you. It does. These are the tips that I learned originally. But breathing, don't rush it. It's And do not talk for longer than you are given. If you are given 40 seconds, do not go on longer. Be prepared. Know what you're going to say. Know who you are. Know what you do for people or how you make people feel. Know how you make, how you do that. If you've got time, a little bit about what people think about you, and then always give people a call to action. The call to action people often forget. So thank you for listening. I'm Caroline Andrew Johnston. And what?
Yes.
Think to yourself, and what? And what next? So those are just a few tips for the elevator pitch.
Brilliant. And let's kind of unpack those a little bit, because there's a lot of very important stuff in there. As you said, the first one, breathe, and that serves so many purposes. When we start to panic, we start to hyperventilate, which gets the blood going. And because we're hyperventilating, it messes up your oxygen balance, which then makes you feel even more scared. As you say, just taking a moment to have a breath calms you, centers you. Also, stops the audience from starting to feel a bit edgy and panicky as well.
It does, because fear, it travels like a virus.
It's contagious, isn't it?
It is contagious, and it makes other people feel uncomfortable. And if you're then having a one-to-one with the person who's, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being frightened. No. But if you are frightened, speak to someone who can help you. Huge advice. Keith, myself, there are people. Yeah, talk to Keith. There are people that can help you overcome fears. But if you are frightened when you do your elevator pitch, and it almost puts everyone on edge. And if you end up with a person like that, have you ever been in a situation in a one-to-one with someone, Keith, and you've almost, well, you wouldn't, because you'd understand how to deal with that. I'd understand how to deal with someone who was scared. But I've been in a one-to-one with someone who never spoke because they were so frightened. And so the people that can actually help with that, definitely. Yeah.
And the other thing with breathing, or kind of touches on with breathing, is people are often so scared of silence. Oh, I'm standing, I'm the one who's speaking, I can't have any silences. But one of the most powerful things you can use when you're talking,
absolutely,
is the pause.
It really is the power of the pause.
Yeah.
Leave people, what are they going to say next?
So exactly. It gets that anticipation.
It does. When I
also,
sorry, Keith.
Sorry, go on. Okay, I was going to say, also it means it gives your audience time to catch up with what you're saying. If you think about great comedians, stand-up comedians, they don't rush from joke to joke to joke to joke. Tell a joke, pause, hit them with a punchline. Pause for applause.
Absolutely, pause for applause. Honestly, I always say to my clients, after each step that I coach them through a specific five-step program, after each step, stop. Let them catch up. Let your brain catch up. Then speak. Exactly. Oh, but I've not got enough time. Yes, you have. Sometimes less is more.
Exactly.
But I want to say this. There is always a lot to say, but take the most important bits and put them together in the right way.
Exactly. I guess kind of think of it as like a trailer for a film. You've got a two-hour film. But the trailer is like 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds to grab the attention. You go, I've got to see that. You don't put the whole film into 30 seconds.
And decide too, what you want from your pitch. Do you want people to have a further one-to-one with you? Do you want them to look at your website? Do you want them to join your Facebook group? Do you want them to book you for a taster session? Just as long as that is one of the most important things. So if you forget everything else, remember your name and what you want people to do next. Those are the most important things.
Yeah, quite. I mean, that was the final tip that you gave, was remember the call to action, because you've had their attention. You've had their undivided attention for 30 or 40 seconds. As you say, so what? Nice. If you don't give them a call to action, they're not going to know what you want them to do. they'll just move on to the next person. But when you tell them, blah, 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 this is specifically what I would like you to do next. Oh, got it. Yeah, I can do that. Go to website, book one, or have a chat with me or whatever. Tell them exactly what to do next and they'll do it. If you don't, they're not going
to
do it.
They won't. And avoid the, if you want to get in touch with me, tell them actually what you want.
Yes,
I want you to get in touch with me for this reason.
Exactly. Yes.
Guide
whether me. It's let's have a one-to-one to discuss X, Y, and Z.
Absolutely.
Or go to my site, grab the free booklet on X or whatever it is. Tell them specifically what to do.
Facebook.
Oh, bless. Stop it. I'm going to have to pay you for this. And so we've had breathing and, of course, the pause. We've had the call to action where you get them to, or you invite them to take that specific step. Of course, not everybody is going to, and that's absolutely fine, but there will be some who do, who wouldn't if you hadn't given the call to action. Sandwiched in between there was a very, very important point that you gave us. Be clear on what it is that you do and what you can do for your audience.
100%. I call this the itch that you scratch. So, for example, Keith takes people's fears away. He's not actually telling you that he's going to hypnotize you or he's going to do this or he's a trainer or an entertainer. He's not even mentioning that. What Keith does is he takes people's fear away. I give people confidence to network effectively. Think about that itch that you scratch. Don't go straight into, I sell printing and business cards. No, you don't. You don't. You help people stand out with their marketing materials. Look, I'm giving away tips here. I'm giving away secrets here, Keith, but it's fine. So
there's
think
a lot
about
more to come.
The itch that you scratch, not what nobody wants. Features. I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that. I don't care. I switch off. And so does everyone else in the audience or in the networking event. And you'd think you do it very, very well, Keith. Isn't it funny how I know exactly what the itch that you scratch is?
Exactly. I have to say, I wasn't born like that. It took me a few years of developing and learning all this to pick up on those exact points. As you say, don't tell people the features, tell them the benefit. I remember years ago, I was taking some sales training and they were talking about how you sell a golf club. You might have a golf club with a titanium shaft and a specially crafted grip and the special angle of the head. You don't mention any of that at the start
of the advert
because people go, so what? It's got a titanium shaft. So what?
So what?
This golf club gets people onto the green first shot 20% more often.
I'm buying
Gold.
It.
Exactly. I want it. Exactly. Where, a great thing where if you do get stuck in all the features, I offer this and this. So what?
Exactly.
And it's not a dismissive so what, but it's so what? What does that
what's
get?
What's in it for me?
Exactly. It's what so many forget. What's in it for me? That's what everybody listening is going to be thinking. What's in it for me?
Yeah.
Wow, I can hit the green 20% more often. I can get more referrals. I can do that. I want to find out more. And that's what it's about, isn't it? When you're networking, it's not going for the sale. It's getting the person to go, I need to have a chat with Caroline because
absolutely
help me.
Exactly that. One of the things I always say in different networking events where you actually ask for referrals. I actually am a member of a referral network, to be honest with you, which is 1N. Now, my referral isn't anything specific. It's just to listen out for those words. Networking isn't working. I'm not getting any business out of net out of networking. It's not working for me. Those are my perfect clients too. But, and the same with you. Oh, I can't pick the phone up. I don't want to pick the phone up. What's the It's a huge fear that people have. Oh my gosh, I bite my nails. But they're going to listen. They're going to think, if someone heard you say, my referral is someone who bites their nails or smokes, they're more likely to switch on to what you're offering, Keith, the same as what I'm offering. It's that itching. I know, exactly. I've got some cream for that itch. I've got some cream for that itch.
Exactly, yeah. All right. Leads me on to something. It probably sets your teeth on edge as well. When you hear somebody stand up in a network meeting and say, I'm looking for anyone who .. No!
Not as much as I do what he does. So you've already heard about what I do. Honestly, that is my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Because we're all individuals. Everybody, crikey, I sound like something out of the Monty Python. We're all individuals. We're not the same.
Because the downside with that is maybe I wasn't listening when he was speaking because maybe he was boring or maybe I was busy making a note. So you've now lost your chance to tell me what you do. I do what he does. I don't know what he does. Well, yeah.
Everyone does it differently. I mean, there's an organisation that's a member of lots of networking companies, and there are lots and lots and lots of these people. And I've got to say, the ones that I work with are the ones getting all the business because they're doing it differently and individually. I'm not going to say their name because then
I think I know their organization.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Most networkers probably will. And you're right. You get the ones who say, I am an X as well. It's like, okay, you've now just turned everyone off. But as you say, the ones who scratch that itch, the ones who make it clear why I should speak with you, they're the ones. And of course, it's not just selling to the room. It's selling to people that the people in the room know. I mean,
absolutely.
I won't be buying from that organization simply because it doesn't have anything to offer me in my situation. However, there was one person representing that organization who particularly stood out because of their whole approach. They were probably a client of yours, I'm guessing.
Oh, I'd love to know. Tell me later.
Yeah, I will. Their approach was so good that now I am kind of listening out when I hear of somebody who could benefit from what they offer.
That's amazing.
You need to speak to this person, which I'd never have thought of before, but they did such a good job of explaining why and making that connection. They weren't trying to sell to me. They were simply saying, oh, this is what I do. This is how I help people. These are the kinds of people that that can benefit. So, yeah, it's never about selling to the room. It's about building those connections.
Never sell. I go to networking to buy. Everyone goes to buy as well. All my clients come from networking. Not all my clients come from networking. Well, actually, yes, they do. But I was going to say all my suppliers are through my networking connections too, all of them. So everyone is there. And if you stand out and make it count, even if people aren't in the market to buy your products today, they'll think
at
of
least
you.
It's
like, to me now, anyone who I hear that's frightened of something or wants to overcome something, the UK's number one fear strategist, I would think of Keith because that is what you are. That's the itch that you scratched in me. You make fear go away. And that's all you need to be known as the guy that makes fear go away.
Yeah. So make it so easy that people can go, oh, that's Fred. He does X. That's Joan. She does Y. So that as soon as somebody is going, oh, I need someone who does X. Oh, I know exactly who you need to speak to. Make it specific and clear.
In my network, in the network that I'm the network driver for networking, 4N Online, I've been christened Fabbers because I use the word fabulous a lot. It's my word. So, own a word. It is my word. And now I've got a hashtag, Fabbers. So when I'm in a room, I get little messages from people saying, oh, he's been fabbered. Oh, she's been fabbered. Yeah. Own it. You know what? And that's great. That is, it is wonderful. It is wonderful.
Absolutely. Time, as always, is catching up on us. We could chat for many hours on this. There's so much we could delve into. People who have been listening will have picked up on several useful tips in there, some that we've covered in more length, some that were almost glossed over, but they will have got a lot from those. People who want to find out more, maybe want to find a bit more about the secrets of networking, confidence on networking, or even check you out to see if they might want to work with you at some point. How can they find out more? How can they get in touch with Carol?
Well, my telephone number's there on my banner. I hadn't realised it was so big. So if I start getting weird people sending me text away, or you can visit my wonderful website, which is www.networkingrebel.biz. Or search for the Rebel Revolution and ask to join my Facebook group, because what's in there is incredible. There are videos of people's transformations on there. So it's just, my husband comes over and he'll say, oh, that was good today. That one was good today. So he watches them like videos.
Brilliant. So that's networkingrebel.biz.
Yes, correct.
The main website. Yeah, brilliant. Go to networkingrebel.biz. You'll find out a lot more about Caroline, what she does. You'll see examples of what she does. She's all over the socials, as she mentioned. There are more links. All the details, links and so on, are in the show notes, as always, which you'll get. The usual place, keithbakemorenoble.com/show. Go there. Find the one with Caroline Andrew Johnson. Get more of her details there, or just go directly to networkingrebel.biz, connect with Caroline, learn a lot more from Caroline, and hopefully we'll see you around on the networks, really benefiting from a lot of the stuff that Caroline shares. Caroline, I want to thank you for taking time out of your incredibly busy day for us to share some of these tips. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate
it. Fabulous, Keith. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
Stand out, make it count.
There you go. Stand out, make it count. And until next time, take care, look after yourselves, and remember that change is always possible. And when you change your mind, you change your life. Bye for now.
Been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.